This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today, inshallah, we continue the lovely beginning of the creation of our father Adam alayhi salam, and we have reached the point of where he was expelled from paradise. And when I use the word expelled, I don't mean it in a negative manner, a bit of loose manner. I'll explain, inshallah, what happened there. At this point, Iblis had managed to successfully delude Adam alayhi salam and his wife Hawa into eating from the tree. As I said, we don't know what tree it is. Is it important to know what tree is? No, it's not. In fact, the tree has no significance whatsoever except the moral behind it. And the moral behind it we mentioned last week was that Allah wants to teach us. Allah wants to teach us how we can get closer to Him. We can't see Allah. We can't touch Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can't hear Him with our ear. We don't know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks like. We don't know anything about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except what He has told us about Himself in the Quran and upon the tongues of His messengers and prophets, alayhim afdhalu salatu wassalam. So how do we get close to our Lord? If you and I want to get close, we visit each other, we buy each other gifts, we shake each other's hands, and sometimes we hug. If you're of the Lebanese culture, the Turkish culture, men and men kiss on the cheek as well to get even closer when you haven't seen him for a long time, or maybe just 2 minutes ago. But with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you don't do that to get closer to Him. There is another way, and it's quite unique between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you'll find that the secret is within this command, this prohibition which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made to Adam alayhi salam and his wife Hawa, our mother and father. Don't eat from that tree. There is an enemy that wants to delude you, wants to keep you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So long as you are trusting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obeying His command, furthering your way away from sin, because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He is the one who prohibited or commanded, then that is the way you will actually come closer to Him spiritually. You will feel it. You'll feel it. You'll even dream about it. Your dreams will change when you go to sleep. Your feelings will change when you hear the Quran, when you hear words recited about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about the hereafter, about His teachings. You will feel it especially, and this is where the secret lies, really. You will feel your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when Allah prohibits something. And you don't really know why. And some people don't even understand it, maybe. And it may be against your own desires, and your desire tells you, but why? Or when He commands you to do something, especially when it's compulsory, such as the five pillars, the salat, five salat in a day. How do you find yourself reacting to it? A believer who is close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his remembrance and the consistency in their worship, their heart will change to that of a loving one to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so when Allah prohibits something or commands something, you find that that believer accepts it with an open heart and loves it. They love the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had guided him or her that something is bad for you, so He forbid it. And they love the fact that Allah had guided him or her that you must do something, even if it can cause you a bit of hardship, because you know it is the right thing, it's the good thing to do. And Allah has guided us. Do you not hear in the Quran that Allah talks about the believers? And they say, وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي هَدَانَا لِهَذَا وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَهْتَدِيَ لَوْلَا أَنْ هَدَانَ اللَّهِ. The believers constantly say the following words, as Allah witnesses in the Quran. And those who believe, they say, all thanks is to Allah, who has guided us to this. And we would have never been guided to this if Allah hadn't guided us in the first place. Allah guides us through His messengers, through His revelations. And when we take them, we find a transformation in us. This is the lesson we learn from the prohibition of the tree to Adam alayhi salam and Hawa. Because look what happened afterwards. Iblis kept at them. What is the objective of Iblis, of the shaitan? The objective of the shaitan is to lead us astray from the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the clarity of the guidance, away from Jannah into hellfire. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Iblis, you are going to enter hellfire. And so Iblis, because of his jealousy and his hatred and his anger of the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had honored Adam alayhi salam above him, and he didn't accept it, he wants to lead all of his offspring astray, because now this is his revenge. He calls it a revenge. It's not revenge. There is no revenge here, but to him it became a revenge. He made that revenge. Allah would have honored Iblis if he had bowed down to him in a different way. But Iblis wanted it his way. And Allah told him, but this is the way. He didn't accept. If I want to pause just for a minute here, I think I haven't clarified something. What was Adam alayhi salam truly honored with? Well, what was he truly honored by? Some say it's the fact that he's a human being created from soil, and soil has more benefit than fire, because Iblis is created from fire. Fire is of heat, hastiness, burning, rage, right? But soil is of serenity, calmness. It has many benefits. Things grow out of it. But that's not the case. The case is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given Adam alayhi salam something that even the angels did not have. And certainly Iblis alayhi la'natullah wa ma yastahiq did not have. Allah had taught Adam alayhi salam knowledge. Knowledge that the angels and the jinns did not have. Special knowledge. And because of that knowledge, he took it. Allah says in the Quran, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. He taught Allah, taught Adam alayhi salam all the names. What are these names? The majority opinion of the scholars and the companions of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, including Ibn Abbas, who is a great narrator, interpreter of the Quran, he says it is knowing every single creation, knowing what it is, and knowing how it functions. In another opinion is that Adam alayhi salam was taught the names of everything, even pots and pans. He knew them, just their names. But the correct opinion is that he knew the creation and he knew how to what its function was. He knew how to function them, how to operate them. There's an archaeological finding. Archaeology suggests these days that through their evidence of finding archaeological artifacts, especially when they were studying the European history of their ancestors, we're going back like 40,000 to 100,000 years ago, they say, and they discovered things about their food and about their discoveries and about how they hunted and about what they knew about animals and the climate and their utensils. They said they were quite advanced. They were quite advanced, probably even more than a lot of humans today. Nothing special about humans today than those days. If you want my opinion, today we're just robots. I think we're just programmed. We don't think at all. But they say they were quite advanced. How did they attain such knowledge about how climate works, how animals work, how insects operate, how to shelter themselves, how to make clothing, how to understand these utensils? They even found, believe it or not, a flute, which dates back about 60 to 70,000 years ago. It's the oldest finding of something like musical instrument, which was engineered. So obviously they weren't very primitive. And such advancements were things that they acquired through time. Man was intelligent. Adam alayhi salam knew all the names of all things. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him to prostrate down because Allah had taught him something. He had put in him knowledge which came from God alone. And with that knowledge, people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran about the ulama, the knowledgeable ones. شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو والملائكة وأولو العلم قائما بالقسط. Allah has mentioned the angels, mentioned himself, and mentioned the scholars in the same verse, in the same sequence. Scholars, knowledgeable, learned ones. Allah also says, قل هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون. Say, are they equal, those who know and those who don't know? The scholars also have a qaida, a formula, or they have a rule, which is when man kana billahi a'raf kana minhu akhwaf. Whoever knows Allah more will fear the punishment of Allah more. Or in another narration, will love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more. The point is, when you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more, you fear the sin more and you love the commandments more. You love good more and you fear bad more. You don't want to do sins. You fear angering your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Adam alayhi salam had that knowledge. And Allah had done this as a test. Iblis was exposed. And now as he's passing by paradise, some say he was in paradise, some say he was outside of paradise, some say he was passing by, some say paradise was on earth, some say it was a temporary paradise. It was called Jannatu Adn, the garden of abode. But there is a difference of opinion about this paradise. Is it the paradise we are going to? Allah only knows best. But the point is, it was a type of Jannah, a garden which was different to this earth. And Adam alayhi salam slept in there, ate from there, lived in there, him and Hawa alayhi salam. And some suggest that Hawa alayhi salam was created before Adam alayhi salam entered paradise. Because the verses in the Quran that Allah told them, enter paradise and dwell in there, and you will not feel hunger in there, and you won't feel suffering in there, and you will eat from anything you want except this tree. So the command was given before they actually entered. That's why a large majority of scholars say it was before she entered. But there was also a narration by Ibn Jarir and a few other great scholars of the past. They say that Adam alayhi salam, this is narrated in Abu Dawud, that Adam alayhi salam slept. He slept in paradise. So they were sleeping, they say, and he was forbidden from a tree. So he slept, and when he awoke, he found his wife Hawa, Eve. And the first question he asked her was, What have you been created for? Or who are you for? And she said, I have been created so that you may find your tranquility with me. Adam alayhi salam knew what she was, and how this woman functioned, and everything. Because Allah had taught him. But who was she for? Who did she come for? And when she told him, I am for you and you are for me, the angels asked him. They asked him, what is her name? Alaykum as-salam wa ta'ala. The angels asked Adam alayhi salam, what is her name? What is she? Define her. And he said, she is Hawa. And they asked him, why is she Hawa? He said, because she was created from a living thing. In Allahu A'lam, this is an original Arabic word. But in Arabic, we use the term hayat for the word life. So Allah, that's why a large number of scholars believe that Arabic came down from paradise. It wasn't made by humans on earth. They say that Arabic was before it was sent down. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best about that. We're not going to hold on that. But the language in paradise is going to be Arabic based on authentic hadiths. So he called her Hawa because she was created from a living thing. The hadith, which is Sahih, says that she was created from the smallest rib of Adam alayhi salam. So Adam alayhi salam, the man, was created from the soil. Allah created him from the different clays and different colors. And he created Hawa from the man, from the rib of the man. This doesn't mean that the woman is a servant of the man, or the woman is inferior to the man. It doesn't mean that at all. It means that both the origin is from soil, But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created it from the rib of the man for some kind of other reason, some kind of other wisdom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only knows that. But she was created from him. And you can see some of the emotional characteristics of women and men today, or in any time. You read about men and women, when they say men are from Mars and women are from Venus. Is that right? Or is it the opposite way? Whatever. That men and women are different. And you'll find that the woman is the one that seeks protection, generally, from the man. The man is the protector over the woman. One who, qawwam, one who stands in the interests of those whom he is responsible for. So the wife is one whom the man stands in her interests. He carries out her interests in her favor, what is best for them and his children. And the woman, she is the internal part of this family makeup. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best about this wisdom. When they ate from the tree, brothers and sisters, Hawa was the first to eat, according to Sahih Hadith. In Bukhari you will find these hadiths, and in Muslim. Adam alayhi salam then ate. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to advise them and to show them their mistake, He did not speak to Hawa alone. He spoke to both of them. And the command was for both of them. And both of them were told to climb down out of Jannah. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say about that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, قُلْ نَهْبِطُ مِنْهَا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٍ. We said to them, he is a plural form, come down out of it, you will be enemies of one another. You will be enemies of each other. Who will be enemies of each other? Not Adam and Hawa. Husband and wife were created as a sakina, because as a tranquility, because Allah said, وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا. Allah created from this soul its partner, and Allah says in the Quran, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. So may find tranquility. So the enmity is between Adam and Hawa and Iblis, the shaitan. Allah says in the Quran, أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, الشَّيْطَانُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ. The shaitan is your enemy. فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا. Take him as an enemy. He is not your friend. Shaitan is real, and he represents all bad things. So everything bad is also in reference to the shaitan as well. Take everything bad as your enemy. And what is bad from good? Only Allah can teach us what is good from bad. The human being has some capabilities. We have an innate nature to know right and wrong, but there is also good and bad in a larger sense. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us what is good and bad. Who is a good person? Who is a bad person? Well, only Allah knows in particular, but He tells us what qualities make a good person and what qualities make a bad person. So avoid them and go to the good qualities. When Adam alayhi salam and Hawa ate from the tree, what happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to them, did I not forbid you from the tree? And then Allah said to them, obviously the awra was shown, they had their private parts covered with light, and it was revealed. We've mentioned this last week and we talked about it and its significance. But what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do? He did not get angry. You don't hear about, as it says in the Torah, the Injil, lightning and thunder and all that stuff. Allah said to them, you will need to come down to earth. This earth. In it you will go hungry and you will go thirsty and you will have to plow and you will have to go through hard work in order to earn your living and your survival. Not like paradise. Allah is telling them the difference between what you were in and now where you're going. This place you are going is not a place of punishment, because listen to what Allah says in the Quran. He says, in there you will have a temporary abode and you will have temporary enjoyment. وَمَتَاعٌ إِلَىٰ حِينٍ. On earth you will have some enjoyment to a certain time, meaning you will die and you will return to me. So you're going away and then you're going to come back. It's like sending off your child somewhere to learn or to train as an apprentice, because they're not ready to take on the great reward. They have to earn it. So you let them go and they earn it and they come back. So it is as though it's that. They had made a mistake, they sinned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did say in the Quran that Adam alayhi salam asa Rabbah. This is in the Quran that Adam alayhi salam did sin. He disobeyed his Lord. Waghawa or faghawa, meaning he went astray. Adam alayhi salam actually went astray. He went off what? Off the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What was the guidance of Allah? Don't do this. But he did it. That's all it really was. What was he and went astray from? You see, there is a pathway which keeps you connected to Allah. When you take the other pathway, you start drifting away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah wants to keep you close. But Allah doesn't want to program you like the angels. That's not genuine love. Allah's nature, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's attribute, Al-Qarib, he is the close one. Ar-Rahim, the merciful. All of these words, Al-Wadud, the one who likes coming close through gifts, through provisions, through Al-Wadud, Al-Hannan, Al-Mannan, the one who is kind, compassionate, close, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Hakim, Al-Haq. You don't find a name such as Al-Dhalim, the oppressor, the one who oppresses, the one who does wrong to others, the one who is unjust. You don't hear these names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because these are not his attributes. It's not him. And his attributes are not created. They are part of him. They've always been there. And so the human being gets close to Allah through these attributes. Compassion, mercy, justice, righteousness. Allah is right, he's not wrong. Al-Haqq, his name, is the truth. So when you follow the truth, you are on the pathway of getting closer to Allah through these attributes. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us? Why did Allah teach us his 99 names? Why did Allah teach us his attributes? Because it is through them that you get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can be Hakim, you can be wise, you can be Rahim, you can be merciful, you can be Latif, you can be easy, you can be kind. But the ultimate kindness, the ultimate mercy, the absoluteness is in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gave us a bit of it. A bit of the compassion, a bit of the mercy. But he also gave us desires. So now you make your choice. Get closer to Allah or further away from Allah. So what did Allah say to Adam alayhi salam and Hawa because of that? He said, you will live on earth for an appointed time. You'll have some enjoyment as well. You'll enjoy fruits, you'll enjoy food, you'll enjoy comfort, you'll enjoy desires. But that earth is to make you grow again. Because you're going to return back. You have to earn your place again now. Allah says in the Quran, I will be with you and I will guide you. I will keep giving you guidance and signs and I'll be with you. And if you ever need me, I'll be there. So now the human being is not left alone, you see. It's not a punishment like hellfire. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about hellfire, contrast says, in there Allah will not listen to them. Won't even speak to them. وَلَا يَنظُرُ إِلَيْهِمْ Won't even look at them. But on earth, Allah says, I will give you guidance. I will be with you. If you ask about me, I will be near. Call upon me, I will respond. I will keep giving you signs and guidance all the way. Until you return back to me. إِلَيَّ مَرْجِعُكُمْ You will come back. جَمِيعًا فَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ I will inform you of your actions and your report, basically report. I'll inform you of how well you did or how bad you did. But I'll be there and I won't let you down. But I will also test you. So I'll give you my warning and I'll give you the choice. That's what makes us very important. The choice and the knowledge. No one stops us from that. Choice, knowledge, ability. And you say to a person, so you ask yourself, why don't I pray? For example, my 5 daily prayers. And the person answers, for example, when Allah guides me, I will pray. That's a false answer. That's a wrong answer. When Allah guides me, I will pray. Allah has already guided you. You are a Muslim. Allah has told you what you have to do. You say, when Allah guides me, I will pray. What is there missing in you that prevents you from praying? Nothing. Even if you are quadriplegic, you're paralyzed, you can still pray with your head, with your eyes. If you can't stand, you sit. A sister is asked, my dear sister, what do you think has prevented you from wearing your hijab, for example? So I'm not ready yet. Allah hasn't guided me yet. That also is an answer that doesn't make sense. The readiness. For what? The guidance. Allah has already guided us. If He hadn't guided us, He wouldn't give us this command to make the Quran so easily accessible to all of us. So we remind one another of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had guided us to. Allah has already guided us. We accept it, or we are the ones who reject it. And so was the case of Adam alayhi salam and Hawa, and so now they are on earth. In the hadith, now Adam, he acknowledged that he had done a sin. In one hadith, which is in Sahih Muslim, Prophet ﷺ said, يَجْمَعُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ فَيَقُومُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى تُزْلَفَ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ فَيَأْتُونَ آدَمَ فَيَقُولُونَ يَا أَبَانَا استفتح لنا الجنة فيقول وهل أخرجكم من الجنة إلى إلا خطيئة أبيكم. Allah will gather people so the believers would stand up when paradise will be brought nearer to them on the day of judgment. They would come to Adam and say, O our father, open for us the gates of paradise. He would answer, wasn't it the sin of your father which got you out of the paradise in the first place? And he's trying to say, I can't do it today. Obviously, we all know from previous lessons we learned that is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he had sinned and he is ashamed of that sin. He is ashamed of that sin and he will remain ashamed of that sin till the day of judgment. Till that day when Jannah is brought. Yani Adam alayhi salam is going to enter Jannah. Adam alayhi salam is going to enter Jannah. He is among the righteous, no doubt. Adam alayhi salam is among the righteous, among the noble. He will enter paradise. It will not be forbidden from him. But, and even then, when we are about to enter it, inshallah, the believers, Jannah is brought near them, meaning it is said to them, now you're about to enter it. And they say, oh Adam, you open it, you're our father, out of respect and honor. But he still tells them, the believers, how can I make you enter when I'm the one, because of my sin, I made you exit? What is this telling us? What is this telling us? This is telling us about our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a believer, is one way. If you have sinned, when you remember that sin, you still regret that sin and you wish never to return back to it. You feel ashamed of that sin and you don't want to tell anyone about that sin. But in Adam alayhi salam, it's a common one. Everybody knew about it, but he felt ashamed of it. Contrast this with what Musa alayhi salam said to Adam alayhi salam. He said one time in this Sahih hadith as well, he said, Ya Adam, Allah taught you everything. And it is because, why did you make us exit paradise when we were in there? It is because of you we ended up here. And Adam alayhi salam replied to Musa alayhi salam, saying to him, how could you ask me this question when you know as much as I know that Allah had written for this to be in His qadr, in His pre-measurement, in His wisdom, that it was going to be this way 50,000 years before the creation of Adam alayhi salam. This is out of the wisdom of Allah. Why and how is from Allah? But everything is done justly, as we have said in past classes. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, فَحَاجَ آدَمُ مُوسَى. Adam alayhi salam won the argument against Musa alayhi salam. But the point is, the sin is there. And Adam alayhi salam did repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For us, the sin is a shame. So we don't expose it. If it's in secret, you don't expose it. And if one is exposing his sin or her sin, exposing it, then you must warn people from them. One who exposes their sin has revealed, has taken away the cover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala off them. In another hadith, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ما زال أمتي معافا إلا المجاهرون. My ummah, each member of my ummah is at peace, is protected, except the ones who expose their sins, who love to what? Expose them, as in who love to tell people about their sins and they feel proud about them. They feel good about it. That's the difference. The difference between saying to a person, I've done a sin, feeling ashamed to get advice or to advise someone, you know, don't do what I did. But what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mujahirun means those who say it out happily and they're proud of it. Why did you see me? I got her number. I got her number and I spoke to her the other night. Oh, and I've hooked myself up, bro. I'm going to meet her tomorrow. And they feel proud of it. This is haram sin. Hey, I tried out alcohol the other day. Shh, my dad doesn't know about it. Just keep it between me and you. He says, wow, man, you're courageous. You're sick, man. And then you become what? They feel like they're proud that they've done this, to win their peers' sort of respect. That's what they think. Or to become popular. My favorite music is Lady Gaga. I love listening to Lady Gaga. Or Akon is my favorite singer. Ah, oh, the latest R&B song. Hey, listen, I can sing it. Don't tell my mum and dad that I'm into this stuff, man. Because I also took drugs the other night. But don't tell them. You know? Following. So sins, Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells us, don't expose your sins out of happiness. And even don't expose them if there's no need to expose them, because it gives other people the idea. But Adam alayhi salam felt ashamed of this sin. Allah says in the Quran, فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِن رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. When Allah sent Adam alayhi salam and Hawa down, Adam alayhi salam, Allah said, Adam alayhi salam had learnt or took from his Lord certain words. Certain words. And he said those words to Allah. And Allah forgave him. Allah is the forgiver, the most merciful. So the forgiveness was there. Yet Adam alayhi salam remained on earth. Allah forgave him. And Adam alayhi salam learnt. And he regretted. And he'd never done a sin again. However, he stayed on earth. So there is a greater wisdom. It was not a punishment. There's a greater wisdom for us being here. We need to grow. Subhanallah. We need to grow. And even after we know all this, we still sin, subhanallah. And it's natural that we do sin. For it is through the sin that we get closer to Allah when a person regrets their sin. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لَوْلَا أَن تَتُوبُوا لَوْلَا أَن تُخْطِئُوا ثُمَّ تَتُوبُوا لَخَلَقَ اللَّهُ خَلْقًا آخَرٍ يُخْطِئُونَ ثُمَّ يَتُوبُونَ. If you had not to sin and then repent, and sin and repent, Allah would create another creation that would sin and repent. Because it is through the sinning, it is through the repenting from the sin that we get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you regret that sin and you see, you say to yourself, I was close to my Lord before and I just ruined it. You feel like you want to just get closer. You want to make amends to things. And you find yourself even closer to Allah. Allah says in the Quran,
إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون.
Verily the true believers are those who when Allah is mentioned to them, their hearts begin to tremble out of fear or love. And you will find that their iman increases. When they remember their Lord, their iman increases. And they rely upon their Lord.
وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَمَن يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ.
And those who when they do an indecent act or commit a wrong against themselves, they remember their Lord. And so they ask forgiveness for their sins sincerely from their heart. Allah says, and who is there that forgives sins other than Allah? Allah is the oft forgiver. So long as you don't insist on continuing to do them over and over and over and over again. You insist. You say to yourself, I'm going to keep doing it. I'll repent and I'll keep doing it. He has to be sincere. So Adam alayhi salam, what did he learn from his Lord? Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says, and others of the companions, they tell us, or actually it's also in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains to us, قَالَ رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. They both said, oh our Lord, we wronged ourselves. وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ khasirin. And O our Lord, if you do not forgive us and have mercy upon us, we will be among the losers. They lost. They're not blaming Allah. They're not blaming Iblis. They're blaming themselves. We wronged ourselves. That's the correct methodology of the believer. You do not blame the shaitan. You do not blame Allah. You do not blame anyone but yourself. The first conditions of repentance is that you blame yourself. This is, sounds familiar to the dua of Yunus alayhi salam, when he walked away from his people without the permission of his Lord, thinking that he was doing the right thing. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to teach him a lesson. He punished him by the big fish, the whale that swallowed him. And he stayed in the stomach of the whale among the glorifiers. Yusabbih, Subhanallah, Zalamtu anafsi, all of these words. وَذَنُّونِ إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَاضِبًا. When Zannun, Yunus went, and he thought that we will not punish him because he thought he had done something good. فَنَادَ 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 فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ أَلَّا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. He said, glory be to you, my Lord. There is no God worthy of worship but you. I have wronged myself. Rasulullah says, anyone who says this dua and is in hardship, there is no way out except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will relieve you from your hardship. Adam alayhi salam and Hawa said this. Allah forgave them and bestowed His mercy upon them and forgave them when they admitted and turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين.